Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. But before we do, I just want to say, hey, hey, hey. If this is your first time pressing play on an episode, welcome to the space. But also, if you've been here for a minute, I just want to say thank you for showing up in this community. I really appreciate your just listenership, your community, your support, and all that good stuff, wherever and however you do it. So in today's episode, which I actually recorded back in May, which real talk feels like a million years ago for some reason. Isn't it funny how time flies? My goodness me, it is like, it's gonna be Christmas before you know it. But the reason why I'm mentioning this is because I recorded this episode back in May, and in May, you probably will notice that there's going to be a difference in the way my voice sounds now versus how my voice sounds in May, and that's because your girl, she was hella congested and just sick. For some reason in May, I had gotten sick. Like, my body had the audacity to defy me. I ain't never supposed to get sick, ever. That's how I be feeling. Girl, don't try to understand my logic. But I had the nerve and the audacity to get sick in May. And I was really, honestly, I was sick for about, maybe about 2 to 3 weeks. It was just, it wasn't all 100% sickness, but it was just, it took a few weeks for me to finally start to feel like myself. Like, my energy was low and there was just some things going on. So, you know, the body be knowing. And I guess I just really needed to take some time to slow down. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah, so in advance, I apologize. You're gonna hear a little bit of sniffling and stuff like that. And I just wanted to give you that heads up in case you're just like, oh my God, I cannot stand the sniffling. I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you a chance to opt out, sis. Like, if you can't deal with it. But in the episode that's on the other side of this little intro, real talk, I'm talking about a few things, including, again, just this sense of identity and how it can feel or seem hard to really know who the hell you are if you are existing in a place of struggle. Because when you are struggling, you are literally like, it's just like you have these blinders on and all you can see and focus on is just that big scary thing that's just right in front of you, right? You don't feel like you have the energy or the time or the space to even bloom in your life. Like, you can't really put forth energy into blooming in other areas when you have this big thing like right in front of you. So, and listen, I completely understand because I have dealt with some hard stuff forever, it seems. But that is pretty much what I'm talking about today, as well as just sharing again about identity. And also, one thing that I want to mention too before I wrap up is that there's something that I mentioned in this podcast that I say I want to do because I want to tap into just like exploration and learning and, you know, confidence and things like that. And again, since I recorded this episode in May and it's now like middle of June, I've already done it. And so if you listen through to the end of the episode, you're going to know what I'm talking about. And so on the other side, I'm going to be talking about that experience, what it was like for me, and if I would do it again. So I will see you on the other side of this episode, okay? Here we go.
A very quick bloom note. And I am congested, so I've been sick actually for a few days now. But I really just wanted to record a quick bloom note or message for you, Black woman. Yes, yes, you. So I've been sitting here. Actually, I kind of keep coming back to this, but today specifically, just before I hit record, I have been sitting here thinking about, like, first of all, that age-old question of who am I, right? Like, who am I? Just thinking about our identity. And I think a part of it is because so much of our identities have been stripped away one way or another, either just obviously historically, we know that, right? Or even just like you could be someone who has a child, you had your identity stripped away. There were things you liked to do or things you were learning about yourself, things you wanted to be or thought you wanted to be when you still had like imagination and ideas and this shiny, bright future, you know, ahead in your mind. But especially for Black girls, Black women, we all know that we're like, we're parentified, we're made into adults at a very young age. And some of that stuff is like stripped away from us. And, you know, also today I had a conversation, which by now it probably has aired on the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast. It was with Deisha Dyer. And we were talking about just this as well, just like how play, being able to play is a huge part of self-care, especially for Black women. And just as we embrace just being ourselves, right? Just being ourselves and just enjoying play, as simple as it sounds. That's so important. But getting back to identity, as I was sitting here thinking, because right now, honestly, I'm in a place where I'm just like, there are some things that are for sure for me. One of them being, I love being able to just pick up my phone and hit record and record a message like this for Brown Girl Self-Care. I love being in conversation with other Black women on the podcast. I think I enjoy those conversations more because even though it's very easy for me to talk because I clearly talk a lot, but I enjoy kind of like sitting at the feet, if you will, or sitting in a sister circle with other Black women when I do this podcast and just learning from them, sharing with them, discovering them, you know, and just bonding. Because I think that's something that I lack in my real life sometimes anyway. But anyway, those things for right now are like certain things for sure. And those things help to shape my identity. But as I think about identity for myself and other Black women that I'm in community with, and also you as well, I think about how that really was stripped away from us one way or another, and how obviously we lose a part of ourselves. And then we're just kind of like wondering, like, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing? Who am I supposed to be? And it's hard to answer that sometimes because you really don't know yourself. You don't know yourself. You don't know what you like. You don't know what you dislike. A lot of us just go along to get along because we don't want to make waves. We know that a Black woman that's making waves is a Black woman she's a problem. A Black woman that's making waves, she is a threat. A Black woman that's making waves, she is just something to be cut down to size one way or another. You know what I'm saying? And so It can be scary, I guess, to really figure out who you are and walk that thing out. You follow what I'm saying? So for me, as I was sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, I need to shake things up. I want to do some things differently. And I've talked about that just a little bit on the podcast. Like, I feel like Brown Girl Self-Care is shifting in several ways. And maybe we'll get into that at another time. But back to identity, it's like for me as a person, who am I? Who am I? You know? And really, also, to take it a step further, who am I without the trauma? Who am I without fear? Who am I without struggle, right? And it can sometimes be hard to answer that. And so what I was thinking is, I sometimes it's hard to know who you are if you haven't tried different things. It's hard to know what you like or don't like if you haven't tried different things. Like, for example, this is perfect. very recently, I'm going to tell you a very quick little story in relation to this. Very recently, one of my friends, Danny, we talk like audio chat, like all the time, or text message. And I remember some time ago, maybe last year, I had told her that I do not like mango. Okay. I thought that was a part of my identity. I don't like mango. And I stood 10 toes down on that, period. Like, I don't like mango at all. Mind you, I probably had it once ever in my life. And that could have been like 30 years ago. And ever since that one experience, I was like, I don't like this. And I had never really even tried it. Or actually, I don't even know if I even had mango ever in life. Maybe I did. I'm sure I had to have had it at least once. Anyway, I digress. But for years, I was like, I don't like mango. I don't like mango. And I never tried, like, gave myself a chance to try it, to really see if I like it or not, right? At least it had been that way for at least some decades, right? So I ain't, your girl, don't pull her black card. Don't pull my black card. I ain't had mango, period. And so on a recent outing that we went to Disneyland, me and my kid, they sell cut up mango, and it has like lime juice or something and some tahini, you know, the spice tahini. And I was like, let me just try this because my daughter had bought it. And I was like, I bet you ain't gonna like this, but it was looking really juicy, really good. And so I took a chance and I tried it. And y'all, I was blown away. It was absolutely delicious. It was so good. And it made me question, like, where did I get the idea from that I did not... I'm so sorry. I'm so congested right now. But it's like, where did I get the idea that I did not like mango? Okay. Where did this idea come from? It had to have come from somewhere. But again, this was probably decades of me not eating mango. Okay. And the point is, like, it's okay for you to change. It's okay for you to pivot. It's okay for you to, maybe you try something one time. You're like, oh, it's not for me. But then you're like, you get curious about it again and you try it again. And maybe this time you will like it. Like, it's all a part of like shaping your identity and learning who you are and what you like. Right. And so, like I said, we had it and I was like, okay, this was actually really good. And so I ended up buying a mango a week or two later and put the tahini on it or whatever. And it was still very good. It was so good. And I was like so excited because I'm like, yay, actually I do in fact like mango. And I know this is not like a life-changing thing, but my point is it's okay to explore. Maybe try something once or twice and really make sure that this is not in alignment with you, or it is in alignment with you. This is in alignment with my identity, or it's not in alignment with my identity. And so when you think about your identity, again, keeping in mind that so much has been stripped away from us, okay? And we are told and conditioned to follow along, stay in line, like what we're told to like, dislike what we're told to dislike or who to dislike, right? We're just conditioned to just stay inside the box and just follow the crowd, follow the herd, you know? But that isn't always going to help you figure out who you are at your core. And if you don't know who you are at your core, it's going to make it really challenging to be able to bloom into the type of life that you deserve, or that you in your mind you envision having for yourself. You have to have a strong identity, right? And so my advice to you, or my suggestion to you, you know, friend, my suggestion to you would be to do something outside of the box and really see if this falls in line with who you feel like you are becoming or who you want to become. So as I was sitting here thinking, like, I've got to figure some things out. I've got to start. I want to get out of the house. In my mind, for some reason, y'all, I keep seeing myself for some reason, like doing things like getting out into the wild, foraging a little bit, learning more about herbs. And me and my good friend Yolanda from Parenting to Colonize, we talk about this, and she's been a big inspiration for this, by the way, for me, because she's actually doing it. Okay, she's doing it, and we talk about this all the time. But I envision myself getting outside and trying those kinds of things. I see myself learning to forage. I see myself learning to actually garden, like for real, for real. I see myself, and it's crazy because, especially as someone who is so terrified of bugs, so terrified of things like that. And also, I, for some reason, I get really itchy outside. Like I have some type of allergy to, I don't know, you know what I mean? But I have this in my mind that I want this for some reason. I'm feeling it, like my intuition is telling me this is a part of my identity, maybe a part of my identity that I've ignored for a very long time. You know, have you ever gotten that inkling? Like your spirit is like nudging you in a certain direction and you're like, why do I have this strong pull? Like I had a strong pull to start the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast and I did, right? And it's like, why do I have this strong pull? And when you feel those pulls, I'm not going to say that 100%, it's always, yeah, that's exactly what you were supposed to do. But I feel like you feel those pulls for a reason, especially when it comes to just learning more about yourself and shaping your identity and who you want to become. So if you're feeling those type of inklings or those type of pulls in your spirit, I really want you to pay attention to that because they mean something. Don't discount what your spirit or what your inner person, your or your little girl inside of you is telling you, because it's there for a reason. So maybe that is telling me, like, girl, you need to get outside. You need to run your hand over somebody's grass. You need to get your hands in the mud or get your hands dirty. Maybe it is your fear of bugs is preventing you from moving forward to your next, because again, my fear is so strong. It is so strong. And I want to move beyond that. I really, really do. I think that's a part of it as well. So those pulls at your spirit, those tugs at your spirit, they're definitely for a reason. But that is what my spirit is telling me right now. Like it's telling me for some reason, like a part of my identity is wrapped up in that for some reason. And I don't know what's on the other side of that. I don't know what the outcome is, but I do feel in my spirit that I am in a season where maybe just for exploration purposes and relearning myself and rebuilding the relationship with myself, it includes doing some hands-on outdoor kind of stuff. So I have been looking into classes. I've looked into a class on gun shooting. I've never shot a gun in my life, but I want to take that class, and that terrifies me. It absolutely terrifies me, but I want to do that. And I want to do that before the end of the year. Hopefully I can do that summer of 2024, like this year, in the next few weeks. And I would love to be able to come back and give you an update. Like, y'all, I took a class, or y'all, I got certified, or I don't really know what you do when it comes to guns, but at least y'all, I took a class and I shot a gun for the first time ever. So I'm definitely going to be moving forward with that, okay? But also just getting outside. And I think that also a part of our identities and why we don't know ourselves is because we are so structured in the 9-to-5. We are so structured in holding up these systems and structures because they mean survival for us, that we are forgetting whole entire parts of ourselves, including that outdoor version of you, right? The one that's not 9-to-5 based, that one that's not conditioned to fall in line. You know what I'm trying to say? So there's parts of us that we haven't even tapped into to really fully understand who we are as a whole. And not just in regards to like outdoor. I'm just really talking about that because that's more in alignment of what my spirit is telling me. But there's other parts of us that we have not tapped into as well. So if you're sitting there wondering like why you don't feel like you know yourself, why you don't feel like you have a solid relationship with yourself, why you feel like you don't have like, I'm so sorry for the congestion, why you don't feel like you have a whole full nurtured and solid relationship with yourself or a solid foundation, it's because, and I feel this is purposely, by the way, but it's because you are not fully tapped in. You're not fully tapped in. When you are in struggle mode, when you are in survival mode, your vision is very like, it's very, I think the word is linear. It's just very, whatever is in front of me, I've got to tackle that. I got to keep moving forward towards that, overcoming that obstacle. I don't have time, patience, energy. It doesn't feel safe to look to my right, look to my left and figure this thing out or figure that thing out or do things that really complete me, because I've got to just keep my eye focused on what's in front of me, the big scary lion that's on my path, right? This journey that I'm on. And it makes sense, right? We have been in survival mode for so long. We have been in survival mode. Our parents have been in survival mode. Our grandparents have been in survival mode. Our great-grandparents were in survival mode. Our ancestors, at least as far as when they were here and brought here, were in survival mode. Again, this is in my humble opinion. Excuse me. This is all by design. Okay. This is all by design. This is not just happenstance. This is not just some random thing like, oh, you know what I'm saying? This is by design. I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off. There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, and I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C. GetKIKOFF.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change. It is meant for people that are struggling to continue to struggle. Systems would break down if everybody was on the same playing field. Are you kidding me? If everybody had the same amount of access to resources and privilege and whatever, if everyone was on the same level when it came to just even how they feel about themselves, right? Because when you feel some kind of way about yourself, you're just not going to be okay with any and everything. Do you follow what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be like, this is all a conspiracy, but I just feel like a lot of it is by design. Okay. When a Black woman is sure of herself, when a Black woman is confident in herself, even in spite of maybe not having all the answers, when a Black woman is secure, when a Black woman is just not falling for the okey-doke, when a Black woman is headstrong, when a Black woman is outspoken, when a Black woman is comfortable using her voice, when a Black woman is just not falling for your fuckery, excuse my French, your bullshit. Like, it's just, you can't, people are fighting to keep you down. All the time, okay? I believe that. People are fighting to keep you down. Like I said, systems crumbling would just not, it just would not be okay. It just would not be okay. So things are designed and they were set up a certain way so that it could be, there could be division. There could be people out there that just don't know how powerful they are. It could be people that are stuck in a place of struggle, again, by design, because if you allow them, if too many of them get, you know what I'm saying, too powerful, we're going to have a problem on our hands. Do you see what I'm saying? So, Black woman, my encouragement to you today is to find ways, seek ways. For me, it is going outdoors, overcoming my fear of bugs, shooting somebody's gun, and some other things as well. But see what tugs you getting on your spirit. What direction is your spirit leading you to when it comes to just shaping your identity and learning more about yourself, empowering yourself, right? I really want you to lean into that and question that. And before you discount it, like, you might even be like, oh God, well, I thought about XYZ, but it sounds stupid, or people might laugh at me, or people might think I'm crazy, or nobody else I know is doing it. Girl, I don't care. You hear me? I do not care. Me and my sick self right now, I do not care. Okay? Let that go, sis, and be okay with exploring those tugs you're getting on your spirit, because I feel like they're there for a reason. I'm going to tap into my tugs starting this summer. And I guess maybe again, since I've already really done some heavy research with the gun shooting and learning how to use guns, I'm going to do that first. But I've already started looking for not only herbalism classes. I found a lot online, but I need to actually do some things in person, because I don't think that I can get over my fear of bugs and stuff like that by just like only doing stuff online. There's only so much online stuff that you can do. I feel like a part of just like my liberation and healing is more hands-on kind of stuff. My confidence is going to soar. My self-love is going to soar. I'm going to understand myself more and be able to just tap in more to that part of myself that is just yearning to bloom when I do things in real time and not just online. Does that make sense? So hopefully this message inspired you in some way to not ignore those little tugs and sometimes big tugs you have on your spirit. No, you are not crazy. You're getting those messages for a reason. You're getting those feelings for a reason. We are like taught to discount and quiet ourselves. So you might think that those feelings are wrong or crazy. They are absolutely not crazy. Okay. So stop using those words about yourself. Speak empowerment over yourself. Speak power to those feelings that you have, and allow yourself to consider the possibilities of shifting your identity by, you know, doing some things that you feel keep kind of like coming up in your spirit, if that makes sense. So again, I am congested. I'm going to stop talking here and go ahead and end this quick little episode. All right, so I am back. I really hope that this episode helped you to do some maybe future thinking about who you're becoming and your identity and things of that nature. Again, as I said in the episode, it can be hard to lean into, I guess, just focusing on yourself, focusing on your bloom, whether it's financial, spiritual, physical, whatever the word blooming means for you. It can be hard to focus on that, including knowing who you are, knowing yourself, when you are existing in a cycle of struggle. When you're in a cycle of struggle, a lot of times all you can see is just that big scary thing. You get like tunnel vision. All you can see is that big scary thing that's right in front of you. You can't necessarily see new opportunities beyond that struggle. You can't necessarily imagine a rich, abundant future when just that tunnel vision is just eyeing down that struggle, right? And knowing who you are is a huge part of living the type of life that you deserve and want, right? If you don't know who you are, it can make things a lot harder in so many areas of your life. Like having a solid relationship with yourself outside of your relationship with God. I say this a lot for some reason, but having a solid relationship with yourself, that's where things start to really take off, right? And so I just want to bring awareness to that, like just you remembering, first of all, that our struggles, even though it doesn't feel like it all the time, I promise they're temporary. And I also promise you that you are exceedingly and abundantly blessed beyond measure, but you got to start walking that thing out and you got to start believing that. When you start to activate that faith, you start to walk out that identity that you have defined for yourself, things are going to happen. Things are going to line up for you in different ways. Opportunities are just like things it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. So that's another reason. That's why I push like knowing yourself, taking time with yourself, having a good relationship with yourself. That is so, so important. Okay. So really quickly at the beginning of the episode, I said, I was going to kind of like talk about that thing that I did. Right? So if you don't follow along on Instagram, or in case you didn't see it because the algorithm hates me on social media anyway, girl, I ended up taking that gun class. Okay. And I don't want to make this part too long, but just so you know, like if you've never touched a gun, you've never seen a gun in person like me, only guns I've ever seen, okay, is in movies, TV, right? I have never seen a gun in person in my life ever, which is actually very surprising for me. Now that I think about it, but I've never touched a gun, seen a gun, sneezed on a gun, whatever, held a gun. I've never done anything. There's never, to my knowledge anyway, there's never even been a gun like in a home or room that I've been in. But again, not to my knowledge, because who knows, right? But I ended up going to this brown-owned, I think the gentleman was Asian, but this brown-owned gun training class in Los Angeles, in specifically in Norwalk, I think it was, Norwalk, California. And I took a private training because honestly, just the way my personality is set up, I didn't really know what was going to be happening. I didn't want to be in the room with other people if we was going to be touching guns. Like I don't trust you like that. I don't know you like that. I don't know what you're going to do. So I paid, I think the class for private training, gun one-on-one class, it was maybe about, I want to say $395, it was like $300 something, maybe like all together, because then you had to pay for the gun range time, shooting range. So all together, it was like maybe $350 for the private. Obviously, it would probably be 50% of that, I'm guessing, for like the group class. And by the way, the name of the organization that I went to was LA Progressive Shooters. You can find them on Yelp. They have excellent reviews. And the gentleman's name was Tom, I think. I'm so bad with names. I believe his name was Tom. But yeah, I ended up going to the class and I got hands-on training. First of all, Tom took me through probably like a 4-hour. Like you don't just get in and get out and be like, okay, now I'm going to touch these guns. I'm going to be shooting some stuff. Nah, you actually, at least in my training, I actually from start to finish got an extensive understanding of guns, like how to, what the different parts of the gun are called, how to load the gun, put in the magazine, empty the magazine, different types of how you can make it easier to shoot. My knowledge of guns was just like, I thought it was so easy. You pick it up, boom, you shoot. You may not hit your target. I didn't say that part was easy, but I just thought it was just like a simple process, but it's actually not. It's not a simple process, at least not for beginners. There's just so much to remember and so much to learn, including obviously one of the most important things, the actual safety. So no, I didn't just walk in and within 30 minutes I'm shooting. That didn't happen at all. It was like 3 or 4 hours of like
training, education, understanding, awareness, caution, safety, right? That kind of stuff. He really hit home on these things. And then we went to the range, this place in like, I think it was maybe Azusa. And I was outside in nature, y'all, right? At this shooting range, which I wasn't expecting. And I thought we were gonna, I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, ended up shooting. And if you wanna see just a little bit of that, you can go to my Instagram. It's one of the last few posts that I made of me on the range, or yeah, on the shooting range with the instructor and hitting the paper. And actually I did pretty well. My aim was kind of good. And so it was very exciting. And just that confidence that came with being able to do that was everything. I am doing things. I'm not sure if I talked about this in this episode, but I think I did or touched upon it. But if not, your girl is really working on her confidence, okay? Your girl is really doing things outside of her comfort zone because I know that that is a part of my blooming. It's a part of my identity, right? If you don't really have a sense of identity and you're in the things that you can do or what your worth is or what you're capable of or that kind of thing, I feel like it's connected to like your self-worth and your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself and how you love yourself. Not that you have to do all the things to be worthy of self-love and confidence and things like that, but I do believe that your confidence can be built by taking action. By taking action, you can build up that confidence, right? And so that action for me in this case was number one, saying or having an interest in guns. And for various reasons, I had interest, including the fact that I'm going to be living on some land next year. Okay. Becoming a farm girl, city girl gone country girl. Right. But so I wanted to have a skill set. But first of all, it was about having an awareness. Okay. Then it was about me committing, saying verbally to myself, I am going to take this class. Then it became, the next step was actually booking the class, not just saying I was going to take the class, but actually going the next step and investing in myself and actually booking the class. Okay. So I kept my word to myself. Sometimes we say things, we're going to do X, Y, Z. We don't do those things for whatever reason. And I feel like it kind of like chips away at your confidence when it happens many, many times or over a course of a period of time. And I was good for that. I was saying, oh, I want to do X, Y, Z. I'm going to do something. And then I would just not have the follow through for a variety of reasons, right? So again, investing in myself by taking the class, that was the next step. And then the last step, I guess, technically, actually going to the class. And I was nervous. And I was like, I don't know, right? But they have a no return policy, so that helped me to go, obviously, because I didn't want to waste however much it was, $300 or whatever the amount was. But I would have probably still gone regardless. But, you know, sometimes when you have a little bit of wiggle room and you're uncomfortable with something, not uncomfortable in a way that means you're not going to be safe or you're going to be harmed or you're going to be putting yourself in a toxic situation. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about in growth kind of ways. Let's be very clear. But sometimes when you have that wiggle room, you'll be like, I don't really want to do this. Right? So I didn't really have that wiggle room. I probably could have rescheduled, but I don't know. But your girl went. And that was at the beginning of June, I think, or as of this recording, it was like maybe a couple of weeks ago or something like that. So yeah, your girl did it. And I'm very proud of myself. I feel like I've accomplished something. I felt when I left that range, I felt like a pimp. I felt like a boss chick. I felt all the feelings and I just felt so strong and so smart and so capable and so powerful while still feeling feminine, by the way. I still felt very feminine, but in a just, I can't explain it, just a badass way. I don't know, but I'm not telling you necessarily to go and learn how to shoot a gun, even though I feel like all of us should, but that's just me shooting on you. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean that my word is law. But outside of that, I really want you to start tapping into doing things that are going to take you to a different level. And by me investing in myself, right? Not necessarily by learning how to shoot a gun, but just taking myself seriously enough to invest in myself, that has a ripple effect in every single area of my life. Not necessarily something you will see immediately outside of, in this case, yeah, learning a skill and feeling more confident, of course. But I promise you, like, when you invest in yourself in different ways, it just, it comes back to you in just like tremendous ways. I promise you it does. So again, thinking about your identity, take some time and think about some things. First of all, I've said this so many times on the podcast, but who do you want to be? If you are struggling with this, think about women in your life, in your circle, in the news, in the media, in your community, in the world that are a version of you or do some things that inspire you, right? Or are someone that you're like, you know what? Not that you want to be her, but you're like, wow, I could learn so much from her because I really admire XYZ about her. I like the way she does this. I like the way she thinks about that or whatever the case may be, right? Write those examples down and then write out what it is that you admire. Those things that you write on that paper, you can be, you can do. They're not special. I'm not special in regards to, like, when I say special, like a magical unicorn and only one person can be this thing or do this thing. That's what I mean, okay? We're all special, you know that. But those things, 99% of those things, you can do too. You can be too. It may take some time. It may take some effort. It may take you shifting how you think and feel about yourself and your abilities and who you are. But you can do it. You can have it. You can be it. Remember that. Okay? All right. I feel like I just, like, it's, I don't know. I feel like I just preached a good word. I don't know why I feel so hype right now, but I do. Maybe because I'm feeling better because I ain't sick no more. Okay. I ain't sick no more. So yeah, that's it, girl. That's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts, comments, whatever. You can go, if you're listening to this on Spotify, there's a place where you can leave a comment. Please leave a comment. It lets me know that you actually listened to the episode and that you are thinking about some things. Not necessarily that you agree with me. We can disagree, but I would love to hear your thoughts, right? And just that's what it means to be in community. Give, take, talk, listen, talk, share, communicate. You know what I mean? That's what it means to be in community. And that's what I would love to build with you in this audience for Brown Girl Self-Care. Okay. Or if you want, you can send me an email, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. So with that said, that is it for this week's episode. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. But in the meantime, have a blessed week. Remember your identity, who you are becoming. Allow yourself to bloom. Allow yourself to even just have the audacity to bloom, okay? Have the audacity to know that that's what you deserve. And you deserve to have all beautiful, amazing, abundantly bountiful things in your life. Just have that sense of audacity, sis, okay? This week, let it carry you throughout this entire week. And I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.